Welcome to Short Vart on Parshas Boy. This is Rabbi Shlomo Landau. In just a few days is the yahrzeit of the very esteemed Rosh Yeshiva of Eishet Torah, Reb Noach Weinberg. Reb Noach used to share a story often. He said a young man was brought into his office, and Reb Noach realized he's a secular Jew, and Reb Noach said to him, "Come, let's talk about God." And the fellow says, "Talk about God? I don't need to talk about God. Me and God, we're close like anything. We're best friends." Really? Reb Noach was shocked to hear that. "How so?" And the fellow shared that he was an avid motorcyclist, and that one time, not long before this interaction, he was biking in a mountainous region. It was a narrow road. To his left was a stone mountain. To his right was a deep cliff. When all of a sudden he sees this large truck hurtling down the mountain towards him, and there was nothing he could do. He made a split-second decision not to be bashed against the rocks, but to go over the cliff, and he begins to free fall. And he thinks that's the end. He's for sure going to die. When all of a sudden, a jutting tree catches the rear tire of his motorcycle and stops the fall. And he's hanging there between heaven and earth until he's rescued and he survives. You see, the boy says to Reb Noach, "You see, God and I, we're close. We're best friends." And Reb Noach, in his inimitable fashion, leans across the desk and says to the boy, "And who do you think pushed you off the cliff in the first place?" This week's parsha, Reb Shalom Shvadron, has an amazing insight along this theme. The beginning of the parsha, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Hashem says to Moshe, "Boy el Paray, come to Paray." Asks Reb Shalom, "Come to Paray? Lech el Paray, go to Paray. Why come?" Says Reb Shalom allegorically that Paray is referring to the aspect of Paray that's part of each and every one of our lives. What was Paray's main point of guilt? That he refused to see Yad Hashem, he refused to see the hand of God in life, even after Hashem sends him opportunity after opportunity. Says Reb Shalom Shvadron, each and every one of us has that Yetzirah, we have that evil inclination that makes us want to turn away from the Yad Hashem, to assume that the world is natural, that politicians run the world, that finances run the world, that so many things run the world, we run the world, besides Hashem. Says the Pasuk, Ba'el Pari, you have to get in touch with that Yetzirah. Ki anich barati es libay, says Hashem, that's part of life. Part of free will is to be able to come through that smoke screen of teva, of nature, and realize the Yad Hashem, the hand of Hashem, in every aspect of our life. Why? Because if you're able to go through that smoke screen, you're able to take off the blinders, and you're able to see that Hashem runs the world, you will see you will see within yourselves the incredible Isis, the signs of Hashem, how Hashem runs this world with masterful choreography, how Hashem is the absolute master conductor of the world, and that will be so enriching when we live our lives on that level. So let's take this to heart and realize that the Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world from beginning to end. He pushes us off the cliff, but he also catches us. And if we do that, we will see Isa Sayela, we'll see the wonderful miracles, the wonderful manifestation of Hashem in our lives, and we'll be enriched in the process. Wishing you a beautiful, amazing upcoming Shabbos.